And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Crete, Nebraska, as we get set for basketball. As the Dort College Defenders and Doan College Tigers get set to renew their rivalry. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest, or I should say today's contest, with a 10-17 overall mark, 5-14 in the GPAC, while the Doan College Tigers are 13-11 overall and 9-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Seated high above the floor here at the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College, let's visit first of all with Coach Craig Steensma about today's contest between Dort College and Doan.
Thursday and Friday practices were normal 2-1 day before game practices. We had Wednesday off, and then we had a couple good hard practices earlier in the week. And yeah, so we had a great week of practice. This will be our final game, and it's kind of odd to know that. Never had that before where you're not going to go on, so you don't know, you know, who your opponent is or whatever. This is, we're just going to treat this as a playoff game and give it everything we got for 40 minutes. And, a little extra challenge today, and that it's their home senior day, so that makes it a little more fun and a little bit more of a challenge. But, I'm really looking forward to it.
Tell me about this Doan team since we saw them last, and this is one of those scheduling quirks. You saw them first game of the conference season, you see them last game of the conference season. Are they a different team than you played back in mid-November?
No, they're really not too much different of a team. They have refined what they do, but the two players that they rely on the most are the same. They're a very veteran team with four senior starters and a junior starter, and they shoot it really well, and they've been able to win games and beat teams just, good aggressive man-to-man defense, and also by getting the ball to Madera Ipunise inside. She's a really good post player, and she's good from 15 feet as well.
Where do you feel like your team may have an advantage?
Well, I don't know if we do, but I would say maybe in terms of post scoring, we hope we can score and get them in foul trouble. I think that would be our big.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we are in Crete, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just joining us, when we came away from the break, you heard the Latvian national anthem, followed by the national anthem for the United States of America. The Latvian national anthem played for one of the starters and seniors for the Doan College Tigers this afternoon. She is Madra Openisa, a 6-foot senior from Riga, Latvia, by way of Northwest College. We'll get to the starting lineups in just a moment. Let's take a look, first of all, though, at this this Doan College team. Doan College is averaging 69.3 points per game. They give up 70.8 points per outing. Tigers make 41.8% of their shots and 33.3% of their three-point attempts. The Tigers out-rebound teams 39.2 to 28.3. Openisa makes 13.6 points per game with 5.3 rebounds, and Cheryl Braithwaite knocks down 12.2 points per game. Hannah Dostal has an 8.1 points per game average, performing mainly as a reserve. The Defender women are 10-17 overall, 5-14 in the GPAC. They're looking to end a four-game losing streak in this season finale. The Defender women score 62.9 points per game, allows 31. And we apologize for the technical difficulties we seem to be experiencing here in central Nebraska this afternoon. Our phone line not holding the way we had hoped it would, but we'll forge onward. Kara Van Dyke and Brianna Spronk are the lone double per game, respectively. Jamie Cook scores 8.4 points per game and converts 47.3% of her shots, and Van Dyke is at 51.7%. Taking a look then at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will start Kayla Brokes, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 6.1 points per game. Danelle Bowen is a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 6 points per game. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.4 points per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.1 points per game. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 8.4 points per game. For Doan College, they will start Callie Ballar, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 5.6 points per game. Madra Openisa is a 6-foot senior from Riga, Latvia, averaging 13.6 points per game. Morgan Dubas is a 5'7 senior. Nebraska, averaging 12.2 points per game. And Brittany Little is a 5'10 junior from Petersburg, Nebraska, averaging 4.8 points per outing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Doan College Tigers control the opening tap, and the Doan College Tigers feed it underneath to Madra Openisa. She misses it, but there for the putback is Morgan Dubas. Dubas with the 2-point basket, and Doan takes a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score just underway. Doan showing token pressure in the backcourt. Dort College gets it across the timeline with Brookice. Brookice with it at the top of the key. She comes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up right side over to Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Spronk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side. It goes over to Bowen. Bowen on the wing. Underneath it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back outside to Bowen. Bowen with the basketball. Bowen gives it up to Spronk. Spronk will put her on the floor. Stops on the right elbow of the lane, and she is fouled on the play by Callie Ballar. Ballar picks up foul number one. Spronk was on the way up to shoot a 2-point basket, so she will be awarded 2 free throws on the play. Brianna Spronk to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Spronk's first free throw on the way is up and good. She's got another one on the way, trying to tie it up at 2-2. 19:14 left to play in the first half. Just underway from Crete. Second free throw off the mark, no good, and it's 2-1. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Doan on the rebound as Jamie Cook was able to stick her hand in there, and Madra Openisa was unable to keep it in under control, and the ball ends up bouncing on the baseline out of bounds. Spronk with the basketball. Brianna Spronk lobs it in for Cook. Cook looking outside, gets the return now, comes back over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, swing it right side. Gives it up Brookice. Brookice three from the right wing, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Tigers, and coming away with it is Ashley Daly. Daly with the basketball. Daly loses the dribble out front. Daly tries to dump it off. It's taken away by Bone. Bone with a steal over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice at the top of the key. Kips left side over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook lets fly with a three from the wing. Missed it. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is taken away weak side by Braithwaite. Braithwaite, one of the seniors honored before today's contest for the Doane College Tigers. She feeds it outside. Three-pointer on the way is off the heel. No good for Morgan Dubas. And the Dort College defenders will bring it back the other way. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Brookice. Brookice on the left wing, picks up her dribble. 18:25 left to play in the game, in the first half, that is. Dort College down 2-1. Kara Van Dyke forces one up underneath, no good. Rebound taken away by Ballar. Ballar passes it left side to Daly. Daly swing it right side into the corner, Braithwaite. Braithwaite in the deep right side. She's unable to come up with anything. She passes it over to Ballar instead. Ballar back over to Braithwaite. 12 to shoot for the Tigers. Doan with the basketball. Pass comes right side back over to Braithwaite. They're looking inside for Upanisa. 8 seconds left. Putting it on the floor is Ballar. Ballar, nothing there. Comes back outside to Daly. Daly kicks it cross court over Braithwaite. Braithwaite a three at the as the shot clock expires. It's good. 5-1 our score. Doan in front. Brookice with the basketball in the backcourt. Brookice to Cook. Cook feeds it up to Sprunk. Sprunk for the basketball, right side driving in. Kicks it. Off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan, but tapped out of bounds. Controlled by, well, and Dort College will have possession of it, as Doan was unable to control it. Sprunk with the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She's looking, still looking. Sprunk still looking for someone to pass to. Gets it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, drives into the lane, and she's going to be called for a jump ball. Alternating possession, it'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get the basketball back. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Sprunk. Sprunk to trigger it. Brianna Sprunk with the basketball. Goes right side over to Bone. Bone with it. Gives it up to Brookice. Brookice picks up her dribble. She comes back right side over to Bone. Bone, high post, right side, Cook. Cook puts it on the floor one time, twice. Down to the block. Nothing there. Comes back over to Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back to Bone. Bone, three on the way. Good. A three-point basket for Danelle Bone. And the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to one at 5-4. 5-4 our score. Ballar with the basketball. Ballar to Braithwaite. Braithwaite comes back out front to Daly. Daly goes left side over to Dubas. Dubas, right side, Ballar. Ballar with it on the right wing. Ballar has it. Looking down low, nothing there. Ball's tapped by Brookice. Picked back up by Ballar. Six to shoot for the Tigers. High post, Upanisa. Back outside, Daly. Daly, another three. It's good. Ashley Daly with the three-point basket for the Tigers. And the Tigers lead it 8-4. Under 17 minutes up to play in the first half. Pretty fast pace thus far. Not many stoppages in play. Comes to Cook. Cook can't handle it. Taken away by Braithwaite. Braithwaite with another steal. She's the conference leader in steals. Upanisa gets it middle of the lane. And she's unable to knock the shot down, but she's fouled on the play. And Madra Upanisa will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Upanisa has shot 108 free throws this season and has made 74 of them. Upanisa to the free throw line. Two free throws. First one is up and good. She's got another one coming. Makes it 9-4. Doan in front. A second free throw on the way for Upanisa. Upanisa's free throw is up and good. So Upanisa makes both free throws. She's the fourth different player to score for Doan, and the Tigers lead it 10-4. With it in the backcourt is Cook. Cook comes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk left side it comes. To Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone to Brookice. Brookice throws it away. Wasn't tapped in the backcourt, so Dort College turns it over. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan gets the basketball back. Three new players into the contest for the Tigers. Checking in, Natalie Corris. She gets it from Brittany Little. Little into the ballgame for the first time. Pass goes left side. They go underneath to Upanisa, and Upanisa can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it into the backcourt to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cook. Cook with the basketball. She comes right side back over to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Goes right side over to Spront. Spront picks up her dribble. Tries to throw it into the middle of the lane, and it's taken right back by the Doan College Tigers. Tigers with another steal, and that was a costly turnover by the Doan College defenders there. An unforced turnover. Braithwaite down to the baseline. Shovels it outside. Open Issa. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Doan College basketball. 15:31 left to play in the first half. Doan 10, Doan College 4. Brittany Little will inbound the basketball. She gets it in to Openisa. Openisa in the lane. Crossover move with the right hand. Her layup is good. Openisa with the two-point basket. Doan College trails 12-4 and a slow start for the defenders. Kayla Gasing's in the ballgame for Doan College now. Brooke Heiss passes it over to Bone. She replaced Spronk, who had the turnover moments ago. They get it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Bone. Bone puts up a three, left it short. Kara Van Dyke whistled for an over-the-back foul. Tried to tap the ball to herself, and she gets called for an over-the-back. 12-4 hour score, and Doan College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Doan College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Jessica Jelsma checks into the ballgame for the defenders. Here comes Doan back the other way. Ball stripped by Van Dyke, picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma coming back the other way with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma bringing the ball up for the defenders. Doan College trailing 12-4. It's been a bad start for the Doan College defenders. They trail by 8. A few turnovers. A three-pointer and a free throw, all of their offense thus far. And Jessica Jelsma ends that with a two-point basket, posting up on the left block as he faced the hoop. She got it to spin down, and the Doan College defenders trail 12-6. Openisa with the basketball on the right wing. Openisa passes it. Braithwaite. Braithwaite with it on the left wing. Braithwaite into traffic, and she turns and tries to fire it outside to Openisa, and she turns it over. It'll be Doan College basketball trailing 12-6 with 14-19 remaining in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by the VidEngland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Jelsma takes the ball across half court. Here's Cook. Cook goes right side Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke a long two. Good. She was 3 inches away from that being a three-point basket. Instead, it's a two, and the Doan College defenders trail it 12-8. 12-8 hour score. Openisa with it on the right wing. Openisa passes it underneath, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Corus for Doan. It'll be Doan College basketball. Well, Doan College playing this game, knowing that they are not going to make the postseason GPAC tournament. Doan College playing this game for postseason seeding. Talking to one of their assistant coaches before the contest, indicated that they're still hoping for a number 6 seed in the postseason tournament. They are hungry for a win. They've been struggling as of late. Pass comes right side of the basketball. That's Spencer, Bailey Spencer, into the game for the first time. Pass goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma's line drive shot short, no good. Rebound down on the floor, and we've got four players down after it. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Doan College basketball. They pause to wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Pass goes down low to Kayla Gasing. Gasing is stripped of it. Coming up with it was Hannah Dostal. Dostal, they pass the right side Corus. Corus with the ball. She gives it up to DeVries in the deep right corner. DeVries with the basketball. Comes back over to Little. Little, dump it down low. Ball tapped and taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Gasing. Here comes Doan College. Kayla Gasing into the front court with the basketball. Gasing gives it away to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone looking. Gets it away Spencer. Spencer looking down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke turned around in the lane. Her shot too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan into the front court. With it is Openisa. Openisa with it at the top of the key. Openisa is going to test the waters back into the lane. Runs over a player. Kicks it out. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan and Dostal. Dostal comes back over to Little. Little with the basketball. Openisa puts it on the floor again to the free throw line. Now lobs it down into the corner. Give it back up outside to Dostal. And the ball's taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with a steal on the pass back to the perimeter. Jelsma setting the offense. She passes right side over to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball, gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma with it. Jelsma in between the circles out front. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone looking down low for Spencer. Bone picks up her dribble. She gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Jelsma. Jelsma has it stripped away by the Doan player, Aaron DeVries, on the perimeter. Ball goes out of bounds, though. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be will be Dort College basketball. They say it was last touched by Doan. Elise Marish into the ballgame for the Dort College defenders. So Marish, Gasink, Spencer, Brookice, and Jelsma on the floor right now. Dort College going with a little smaller lineup. Jelsma with it on the right wing to the free throw line. Kick out Gasink. Gasink long three. Got it. Three-point basket for Kayla Gasink. Her first points of the day. Dort College is back to within one at 12-11 after trailing by as many as eight at 12-4. They're on a 7-0 run. Kick it left side. Doan with the basketball. Willicott. Willicott to Little. Little gives it underneath. With the basketball facing up is Dostal. Dostal gets the return pass now after kicking it to the perimeter. Right side on a jumper on the way is good for Alyssa Willicott from the baseline. Her 10-footer is up and down. Dort College trails 14-11. Brookice to Jelsma. Jelsma to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Jelsma. Jelsma's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Doan College Tigers. So Doan will get the basketball back. 11:27 remaining. First half. Doan 14, Dort College 11. So Dort College on defense as Doan inbounds it. Pass comes over the top. With it is Daly. Daly. Middle of the floor, Ballar. Ballar over the basketball. Gives it back over to Dubas. Dubas, Ballar. Ballar, right side. They give it into the corner. High post pass, right elbow to Dostal. Dostal kicks it into the left corner. Ballar. And the Dort College defenders miss on the offensive end, and the Doan College Tigers get the basketball back. Callie Ballar will bring it up for the Tigers. Ballar in the backcourt. She passes it across the timeline. Coming up with it is Alyssa Willicott. Willicott gives it up to Ballar. Ballar with the ball. Ballar goes to Daly. Daly at the free throw line. Daly comes back over to Dubas. Dubas with the ball to Ballar. Ballar with the basketball. Ballar passes it right side over to Dubas. Dubas with it right side, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number two on the defenders. Beg your pardon, foul number three on the defenders. 10:24 remaining in the first half. Doan leads at 14-11. Cheryl Braithwaite will inbound the basketball for the Tigers. Braithwaite gets it into Ballar. Ballar with the basketball in between the circles. She passes right side over to Braithwaite. Braithwaite on the wing. Braithwaite gives it up to Willicott. Willicott back to Braithwaite. Braithwaite three off the rim. No good. Bounces off it twice. Rebound taken away by Cook. Bodies on the floor. Brookice got tangled up on the rebound. She picks herself up. She's late in arriving on the defense, on the offensive end. And a collision underneath. Van Dyke ends up on the floor along with Morgan Dubas, and no call forthcoming. And Doan College will get it back on the turnover. Doan with the basketball, bringing it up is Dubas. Dubas in the backcourt. She throws it back towards the Dort College basket. Ballar comes up with it. Ballar will take it across half court. She passes to Braithwaite. Braithwaite to Openisa. Openisa with the basketball. Openisa trying to back her way in against Spronk. She gets it back outside Braithwaite. Braithwaite to Ballar. Ballar right side. Dubas. Dubas down to the baseline. Dubas pass is tapped out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball inbounding right side of the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College trailing this game 14-11. Doan inbounding Ballar. Ballar about 15 feet out on the baseline. Ball's tapped on the inbounds play. Shot on the way by Openisa. No good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook will take it across half court. Cook. Nobody stops her. She throws it underneath Van Dyke. Ends up deflected over to Bone. Bone to Brookhise. Three, no good. That was for the tie. And the rebound is taken away by Braithwaite. Braithwaite wants to press the issue. Braithwaite with a head full of steam. Stops on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Brookhise swipes it away. Picked back up by Openiso. Openiso with it, facing up, trying to drive in against Cook. Ends up losing the dribble. Picks it back up. Cross-court pass over to Braithwaite. Braithwaite on the wing. Got an extra step on the shot. No good. Rebound tapped down, and three players down on the floor after it, and this has been a sloppily played first 11 minutes and 4 seconds to this contest. Dort College. Dort College trails 14-11. Doan will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Ballar. Ballar looking, 11 to shoot. Ballar still looking, finally gets it into Braithwaite. Braithwaite will try to go against Brookhise one-on-one, passes instead to the perimeter. Coming up with it is Dubas. Dubas shot, misses everything, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Sprock. Failed to draw iron, did that layup attempt. Pass goes underneath Cook. Cook in traffic with the left hand. Gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. Jamie Cook able to get the crossover move to go. She's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and tie the game at 14-14. 8:38 left to play in the first half. So Jamie Cook to the free throw line. Cook's first free throw is off the heel, no good. And Dort College trails 14-13. Ball's down on the floor. Still fight for it. Braithwaite and Brookhise down after it. And the possession arrow pointing Dort College's way. And the defenders with a chance to take the lead with a two-point basket. They trail 14-13. 8:34 left to play in the first half. Inbounding the basketball will be Spronk for the defenders. Dort College trailing. They've trailed most of the contest. And Spronk hands up, getting called for a 5 seconds violation on the inbounds pass. Held on to it too long, and now Braithwaite will inbound the basketball. She passes it in to Ballar. Ballar with it. Ballar passes over the top to Openiso. Openiso tries to reverse it to the left block intended for Willicott, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Doan College leading 14-13. Dostal is in the contest. Willicott is out. Ball inbounded to Bone. Bone with the basketball in the backcourt. She comes back over to Brookhise. Brookhise to Sprunk. Sprunk can't handle it. Picked back up by Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook back over to Brookhise. Brookhise on the left wing. Fires it right side over to Brookhise. Brookhise penetrates the lane. Gets it back over to Cook. Cook drops it off. Sprunk. Sprunk three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket for Brianna Spronk. She's got four, and the Dort College defenders take their first lead of the ball game at 16-14. Doan with the basketball. Getting it across half court is Openiso. Openiso on the left wing. She comes back over to Dubas. Dubas swing pass over the top. Openiso. Openiso with it in the corner. She comes back out front to Little. Little with the basketball. Little on the right wing looking for a screen. Gets it from Openiso, runs the pick and roll. They give it underneath to Openiso, and Openiso travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort College defenders. Dort College leading 16-14 with the basketball. 7:33 and counting left to play in the first half. Kara Van Dyke with the basketball at half court. She goes cross court over to Bone. Bone to Spronk. Spronk steps on the baseline out of bounds. Spronk caught that pass, and I thought she was dangerously close to the baseline. Thought she'd maybe be able to come up by, off of the baseline into play a little bit more, but she ends up stepping on the baseline out of bounds. Doan gets it back on the turnover. Dubas. Dubas with it in between the circles. Dort College, two new players waiting at the scorer's bench. Openiso. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Jamie Cook with the basketball. She comes back over to Bone. Bone with it across half court. Bone setting the offense. Danelle Bone looks, gives it right side Cook. Cook underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper in the lane is good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got four, and the Dort College defenders lead 18-14. 6:45 and counting. Ball in the first half. Openiso into the lane. Her leaner from 10, no good, but she drew the foul on Van Dyke, and that is at least foul number two on Kara Van Dyke. Openiso will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Well, since it was 12-4, Dort College has outscored Doan 14-2, establishing a 4-point lead right now. First free throw by Openiso is up and good. She's got another one coming. On the floor for the defenders right now will be Van Dyke, Gesink, Jelsma, Spronk, and Marish. Openisa, second free throw up, and this one's good as well. So Openisa makes both free throws. She's got six, and the defenders lead 18 to 16. Jelsma into the front court. She loops it left side over to Spronk. Baseline jumper from 13, no good. Rebound taken away by Openisa. Openisa hands it off to Little. Little with the basketball. Little gets the return pass. She's on the right wing. Goes cross court. Left side, Braithwaite. Three, no good. Rebound up high after it is Spronk. Can't hang on to it, though. And it's taken away by Dostal. Dostal feeds it right side over to Dubas. Dubas with a two-point basket, and we're tied at 18-18. Spronk with the basketball. Jelsma. Jelsma into traffic. Her shot off the glass is good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have taken a 20-18 lead. 20-18 our score, Dort College leading by two. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Tigers. Back with more after this. Dort College scores. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Bailey Spencer with a steal on the backside of the zone press, and Dort College comes up with it. Jelsma into the front court. She passes off to Spencer. Spencer over to Spronk. Spronk with it on the right wing. Dort College by a deuce. They go left side over to Spencer. Spencer with it on the wing. Bailey gives it up out front. Jelsma. Jelsma underneath Marish. Marish with the ball. She comes right side back over to Spronk. Spronk splashes in a three. Bang, bang, bang. Four. Brianna Spronk. Spronk with seven, and the Dort College defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 23-18. Brittany Little with the basketball. She passes over to Daly. Daly gives it up, and we've got a player on the baseline out of bounds. That'll be Dostal. Dostal made contact with the basketball. Gets called for being on the baseline out of bounds, and with 5:12 left to go in the half, Dort College has a five-point lead at 23-18 and an opportunity to build on the lead. So Dort College, after a slow start, and played pretty well since getting down 12-4, outscoring Doan 19-6 in the process. With the basketball, Marish. Marish passes right side Jelsma, guarded by Braithwaite. Right corner to Spronk. Spronk cut off by a couple of players. Marish on the right wing, 15 feet out, passes into the lane. Jelsma. Jelsma turns, flings it up with the right hand, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Marish, and Marish can't get the putback to go. Marish had a lane to the basket, missed it, too strong off of the glass, and here comes Doan back the other way. Braithwaite on the right wing, guarded there by Spronk. Spencer tips the ball loose, it's down on the floor, and we'll have yet another jump ball. Alternating possession, this time it is Doan basketball, and we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this. Doan College coach Tracy Fairbanks saw something she wanted to fix immediately, so she burns up her second 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borenson's.com. Let us settle, so you'll appreciate their quality service. Ballara with the basketball, guarded by Gesink. 15 to shoot for the Tigers. They give it up. Openisa. Openisa driving in, lays it up with the left hand, and she gets called for traveling. Openisa thought she had a lane to the basket. Spencer was able to knock her offline just enough, and Openisa travels with it as she tried to come to the jump stop and flip it up off of the glass. 23-18 Dort College by five. With it in the backcourt is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma goes right side over to Spronk. Spronk underneath intended for Marish, and it's tipped and controlled by the Tigers. Tigers with the basketball, Daly. Daly goes right side, pass tipped and taken back by Spronk. Spronk will let traffic clear. She gets it away, Spencer in the backcourt. Spencer takes it across half court, 3:49 and counting. Comes left side. They don't go down low for Spronk. Ball loose. Picked up by Spronk in the corner. She goes underneath Marish. Her turnaround from seven. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Ballar. Here comes Doan. Doan back the other way. Trailing by five are the Tigers. They go into the corner. Back to Ballar. Ballar at the top of the key. Guarded there by Gesink. They go left side over to Daly. Daly in the corner. She steps back. Puts up a three. Misses it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dubas. Dubas off the glass. Good. Count the hoop. And Jelsma commits the foul. Jessica Jelsma commits the foul on the right side of the lane on the putback attempt by Morgan Dubas. And Dubas, now that a chance at the 2-plus-1, 3:19 left to play in the first half. North College leading 23-20. Substitutes for both teams on the floor for the defenders. Van Dyke, Giesink, Bone Cook, and Sprock. Free throw on the way for Doan and Dubas, and Dubas misses it. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Van Dyke. So North College's lead holds at 3:23-20. With the basketball, Cook right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke goes over to Giesink. Giesink puts it on the floor hard from the left side, puts it up, shot no good, draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Kayla Giesink able to take her defensive player, Ballar, off the dribble, and Giesink will have two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenfell, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. And by CNH Potter Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Giesink's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. She's an 82% free throw shooter, 32 for 39 now, and misses the second free throw. And the lead is 4 for the defenders at 24-20. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. North College by 4. Dump it down low, intended for Openisa. Ball tipped by Sprock out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Throwing it in will be Little. 2:57 left to play. First half of action. Door College by 4 into Openisa. Openisa trying to cross over. Puts it up in traffic. Blocked. Rebound taken away by Sprock. She has her dribble. She'll use it. Gets it ahead to Cook. Cook right side to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Two players around her. Feeds it into traffic to Van Dyke. Back over to Cook. Cook to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Free throw lined up and underneath. With the lay-in is Van Dyke. Van 26-20 hour score. North College with the two-point basket moments ago by Van Dyke. Cross-court pass is tipped out of bounds by Brookice, and the North College defenders will play defense now as Doan will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Little. Openisa now down to the floor to get the basketball off of the missed shot that she just put up. Now a runner in the lane is off of the heel and good by Dubas. Dubas with 8. North College leads 26-22. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. With the basketball is Bone. Bone driving in. Player falls in front of her. Loses the basketball, does Bone, and coming up with it is Openisa. Openisa with the basketball. She gives it up to DeVries. DeVries goes right side, Dubas. Dubas lob pass underneath intended for the post player, Wilcott. And Sprunk gets a hand on it, sends it out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan to inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Little. Little passes it out front. They get it to DeVries. DeVries right side back over to Little. Now Dubas to Openisa, and Openisa short arms the shot in the lane. And here come the North College defenders. Right side it goes over to Sprunk. Sprunk with it on the wing. Sprunk looking, goes middle of the floor, Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside, Sprunk on the right wing. 1:20 remaining, first half. Cook with the basketball with the left hand, spins it up and good. Jamie Cook spins into the lane, gets the shot to go, and the North College lead is 28-22. With it in the backcourt is Openisa. Beg your pardon, Little. Little goes right side, DeVries. DeVries with it on the wing. Looking for someone to pass to. Passes through the lane. Tipped by Cook. Jumper, no good. From the right side by Little, and the North College defenders, trailing by 6, have the basketball back. 48 seconds left to go in the half. Into the front court, Bone. Bone, Brookice. Brookice well beyond the 3-point line on the right side. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone gives it up. Cook. Cook into the lane. She comes right side back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke can't get the jumper to go. Here come the Doan Tigers. Quickly up the floor with it, the Tigers. Shot clock and the game clock are about exactly the same. Maybe a second difference between the two. Doan will hold it for the final shot of the half. Little with it at near midcourt. 18 to shoot now. She passes high post. Upanisa. Upanisa, ball taken away by Cook. Cook gets it away. Brookice. 10 seconds to go in the half. Brookice stops at the free throw line. Feeds the trailer. Sprunk. Sprunk back over to Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke finds Cook. Cook, three-pointer off the heel. No good. Rebound, Brookice. Brookice, tap-in attempt from 10. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 28, Doan 22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading the Doan College Tigers at halftime, 28-22 in women's conference basketball action. The Dort College defenders trailed at 1.12-4, a slow start for the defenders. And for a while, it did not look good at all for Dort College, but they were able to fight back, used a 7-0 run to get back to within one. Eventually took the lead at 16-14 and haven't trailed since. It was tied at 1.18-18, but the Dort College defenders close on a 10-4 run to lead by 6 at 28-22. Dort College led unofficially by Brianna Spronk with 7 points, 8 points unofficially for Morgan Dubas for the Doan College Tigers. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. Not certain what it's like back in northwest Iowa, but a beautiful day here in central Nebraska in Crete, where the Dort College defenders lead the Doan College Tigers 28-22 at halftime. I've just been handed the official stats for the first half of play. Dort College, 11 of 27 from the floor for 40.7%, 4 for 10 on three-pointers for 40%, 2 for 5 on free throws for 40%. For the Doan College Tigers, they are 8 for 22 from the floor for 36.4%, 2 for 9 on threes, 22.2%, 4 for 5 on free throws for 80%. Doan has out-rebounded Dort College 18-14, turnovers, Doan 15, Dort College 10. Individually, Brianna Spronk with 7 rebounds for the defenders. Kara Van Dyke has 6 points. Did I say 7 rebounds for Spronk? She's got 7 points and 4 rebounds is what I meant to say. Jamie Cook, Kayla Gasing, Jessica Gelsmall have 4 points, and Danelle Bowen has 3 points. For the Doan College Tigers, Morgan Dubas has 8 points, 6 for Madra Upanisa. 3 points each for Ashley Daly and Cheryl Braithwaite, and 2 for Alyssa Willicott for their total of 22 points. Madra Upanisa leads Doan with 4 rebounds. 4 other players have 2 rebounds each. For Dort College, 4 rebounds for Brianna Sprong, 3 for Jamie Cook. 2 assists for Danelle Bowen to lead the Dort College defenders. 2 assists for Madra Upanisa. She's also been charged with 7 turnovers in this contest. For the Dort College defenders, 2 steals for Jessica Gelsma. Upanisa has 2 steals for the Doan College Tigers. 28-22, Dort College up by 6 at half. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, and we have dropped back 15, and we have punted. So we apologize. Things will probably sound a little bit different, but hopefully this will allow us to continue on uninterrupted through our broadcast this afternoon. And the Dort College defenders leading at halftime 28-22. Coming up this week on KDCR, Wednesday night, the Dort College men's basketball team back in action, as they will be hosting a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round contest starting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. You can hear it on KDCR if you can't make it to the DeWitt Gymnasium in person. The Dort College men's basketball team wrapping up their regular season this afternoon as they take on the Doan College Tigers here in Crete. They'll get started in about an hour and 15 minutes or so with that, and then it's on to the postseason for the defenders. They've also wrapped up, secured a berth in the NAI National Championships as well at the 32-team tournament at near Branson, Missouri at the College of the Ozarks. That will start actually 2 weeks from this Wednesday. So Dort College playing in the postseason GPAC tournament as the number one seed. And then it's on to the national tournament, irregardless of how Dort College does
into that postseason tournament and the GPAC. The dates for the GPAC tournament, by the way, Wednesday, February 22, and they'll play a week from today. That'll be the semifinal round, the final four of the GPAC tournament, 1 week from today on February the 25th, I believe that is, and then wrapping up GPAC tournament play on Tuesday, February 28th, in the championship round. So those are the three dates for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Women's basketball scores around the conference at halftime. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan 38-13. Hastings beaten up on Morningside 40-16. Northwestern leads Midland 54-33. Indoor College leads Doan 28-22 in a game you're listening to here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Let's take another timeout and be back with more right after this second half action coming up shortly here on KDCR. KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Doan College Tigers getting set for the second half of their battle here at Crete, Nebraska. The Dort College Defenders will play defense as Doan will inbound the basketball. Doan College, Callie Ballar with the basketball. Ballar passes it right side to Openisa. Openisa with it, turns, kicks it back outside with the basketball. The Doan College Tigers driving the lane and laying it up is Brittany Little. Little with the two-point basket. And the Dort College Defenders. Dort College Defenders lead it 28-24. Turnover on the other end. A pass goes errantly out of bounds. And the Dort College Defenders now forced to play some defense. Doan College with the basketball. So Little with the two-point basket moments ago, her first two of the afternoon. And the Dort College Defenders lead is whittled down to four at 28-24. Swing pass over the top, goes left side. This is Ballar. Ballar, three, no good. Rebound tipped by Openisa, controlled by Jamie Cook. Cook for the basketball. Cook passes it off. Cook passes to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. She comes back over to Cook. Cook spins into the lane, nothing there. Cook has a pocket pick taken away by Ballar. Ballar to Little. Little with a left hand. Shot no good. Got knocked offline. Ball's down on the floor now and picked up by Cook. Cook to Spronk. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice turns. She's at the three-point line. One player to beat. Drops it off for Cook instead. Cook up, layup good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. She's got six, and the Dort College Defenders take the lid off of the basket here in the second half. 30-24, our score. Little will take it up to half court. Little fires it right side, Braithwaite. Braithwaite looking down low. Braithwaite with the basketball. She throws it into the backcourt, and it's touched by a Dort College player. And the Doan College Tigers will bring it up 10 to shoot. They cross midcourt, 8 seconds to shoot now. Braithwaite on the right wing. She's going to fire one up, I'll bet. No, she dumps into Little. Little turns, puts it up, blocked by Van Dyke. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice over to Cook. Cook on the left wing. Thinks about the spin move in the lane. Instead kicks it over to Van Dyke for a long two. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Openisa. Openisa with the rebound. She passes right side. They give it up to Braithwaite. Braithwaite with the basketball. Braithwaite goes left side. Ballar. Ballar three. Good. Ballar with the three-point basket. And the six-point lead is cut in half with one shot. 17:40 left to play. In this ball game, with the basketball is Spronk. Spronk, deep right corner, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes down left side, Brookice. Brookice comes back over to Cook. Cook to Brookice. Brookice, shot for three, is good. Kayla Brookice with her first three of the day. And the Dort College Defenders lead 33-27. Taking it across half court is Dubas. Dubas to Ballar. Ballar gives it up, left elbow to Openisa. Openisa to Braithwaite. Braithwaite with the right hand from the left side. Braithwaite has 5 points. Braithwaite with the driving hoop. Dort College leads by four. They've led by as many as six this afternoon. Pass left side over to Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it down low for Van Dyke, and it's taken away. Turnover comes back for Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan College has it. They go out front, Little. Little to Braithwaite. Braithwaite at the free throw line. Braithwaite comes back to Openisa, and we've got a foul called on the play against the Dort College Defenders. Our officials this afternoon, Chris Rump, Steve Atkinson, and Brad Dahl. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Kara Van Dyke. That's number three on Van Dyke. Doan inbounding the basketball. Beller. Beller gets it over the top to Dostal. Dostal with a left hand strong. Good. Dostal with a two-point basket. And the Dort College lead is two at 33-231. Into the front court with the basketball is Brookice. Brookice on the right wing. Brookice looks down low. And it's taken away by Willcott. Willcott to Braithwaite. Braithwaite with a left hand. And we've got a charging foul called on Braithwaite. Braithwaite's going to be called for leading with the left forearm. So Cheryl Braithwaite whistled for the personal foul. And for Braithwaite, that is number one on her. Kayla Gasink into the ballgame for the Dort College defenders. Dort College leading 33-31. So 33-31 our score. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Tigers. That's going to go on Daly, and that's number one on her. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Dort College is led by as many as six here in the second half. 33-27. Start of the half up. 28-22. Shot no good by the defenders. Rebound taken away by Doan. 16 minutes left to play in the contest. Down to the left baseline. They shovel it inside. Shot from straight on. Banked in by Willcott. Willcott ties it up at 33-33 with 15:55 remaining in the game. Pass ahead to Cook. Cook driving in. Hesitates. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Braithwaite. Braithwaite driving right hand layup. Shot no good. Short-armed it. Rebound, though, taken away by Willcott. Her shot no good. Rebound kicked outside with the basketball. Daly. Daly will put up the 17-footer from the left baseline. It's good. Ashley Daly with a two-point basket. Doan leads it 35-33. Timeout on the floor. Charged to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders down by two, forced to use a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Pass comes in to Donnell Bone. Bone with a basketball at midcourt. Dort College setting the offense. Driving in left side, they get her over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's short shot is good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got 8 points for the day. And we're tied up at 35-35. 35-35 our score. Doan with the basketball. Beller with it. Beller gives it up. Now gets the return pass. With it right side, they go over to Braithwaite. Braithwaite underneath, intended for the post player Willcott. And tipping it away is Marish. Marish whistled for the personal. And the Doan College Tigers will inbound it right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be Beller. Beller to throw it in. Beller looking, gets it in over the top. Doan College with the basketball. Left side pass, three on the way, is good for Braithwaite. Braithwaite with 8 points, and the Doan Tigers reestablish a three-point lead at 38-35. 38-35 our score. Driving in, shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Doan College Tigers. Doan coming back the other way with a chance to build on the three-point lead. Shot no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Doan, and now he's got a foul on the play called against the Dort College defenders, and the Doan College Tigers will be shooting free throws.
Amy Cook, first personal foul, third team foul. At the line for the Tigers, shooting two, number 33.
So Doan inbounding the basketball. This will be Willcott. Willcott on the right, on the, shooting with the right hand. Her first shot is good. Willcott with another free throw coming. So Willcott with another free throw. Willcott trying to stretch the lead back out to five, and she does so. Willcott makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 40-35. 14:20 remaining. And a reach-in foul called on the Doan College Tigers. Ashley Daly reaching in on Kayla Gasing. Throwing the ball in will be Jamie Cook. Cook to trigger it. Gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma right side back over to Cook. Cook goes to Marish. Marish comes back left side Jelsma. Jelsma to Gasing. Gasing puts up a three. Hit it too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by Doan and Wilcott. Wilcott with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Braithwaite. Braithwaite on the wing. Braithwaite gives it back outside. Driving in is Daly. Jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound controlled by Spencer for the defenders. She comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma on the right wing. Comes left side over to Spencer. Spencer with it. Right side Cook. Cook ball fake. Drives in. Gets a little seam. Layup is good. Jamie Cook makes it 40-37, and for Cook, that's her seventh and eighth point of the day. Right side pass to Dostal. Dostal, pass out front. Tigers have the basketball. They give it back to Dostal. Dostal spins with the right hand, missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook to Marish on the right wing. Marish putting it up with the right hand. Good. Elise Marish with her first 2 points of the day, and Dort College back to within a point at 40-39. 13-10 remaining ball game. Dort College down a point after leading by as many as six. Three on the way is good for Daly. Daly answering with a three. She's got eight, and the Tigers lead 43-39. Dort College with the basketball. Gasing to Marish. Marish with it. Trapped. Wrestles the ball away. Controls the basketball. Now tries to pass it. And the ball's down on the floor. Still loose. Three players down after it. Now loose ball picked up by Doan. Ballar has it tapped away from behind by Gasing. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor, I believe. A line change for the Tigers. Five new players checking in for Dort College. They're countering with three new players. Van Dyke, Jelsma, Brookice, Spronk, and Marish on the floor for the defenders right now. Doan to inbound the basketball. This is Little. So Little will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Little still looking and throws it towards the sideline, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. That was last touched on the inbounds play, so Dort College will inbound it now on the baseline with the length of the floor in front of them. Spronk inbounds to Brookice. Brookice with it in the backcourt. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice left side, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Stops on the left wing. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke swing pass. Brookice. Brookice three. Short, no good. Rebound long. Taken down by Doan and Dubas. And we've got a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So inbounding the basketball will be Spronk. Spronk in the corner. She gets it in to Marish. Marish goes high post Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. She comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma gets it underneath Spronk, and Spronk turns it over. So Brianna Spronk turns the ball over. It'll be Doan basketball, length of the floor in front of them. With the basketball, right side is DeVries. DeVries out front, Little. Little goes left side, Dubas. Dubas to DeVries. DeVries with a left-hand drive. Good. Aaron DeVries with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 45-39. Well, for Dort College, they had a slow start to the contest. Now Doan gets another turnover. They'll race back the other way with the basketball. Dort College was able to recover from that bad start to the contest. Now Natalie Corris with the steal and lay-in. And the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. 11:32 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College down 8. Dort College trailed by 8 early in the ballgame as well. Rebounded to take a 6-point lead into the locker room. Right now they've got to pull that trick again as the Dort College defenders were down 6 at half, or up 6 at halftime. Doan tied it up at 35. Doan right now in the midst of a 12-4 run to lead by 12, 47-39. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. York College basketball after the timeout. Here come the defenders. Left side pass, Spronk. Spronk out front, Cook. Cook down low for Van Dyke. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball. We've seen a ton of jump balls this afternoon. Dort College on defense now, trying to cut into an 8-point lead. They've got to start with a defensive stop as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Little with the basketball. She goes right side. Ball tipped out of bounds by Spronk. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan gets the basketball back. Little will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Little lobs it in for Openisa. Openisa, nothing there. Comes back out to Dubas. Dubas with the ball. Dubas passes. They get it right side back over to Corus. Corus, nothing there. Openisa, two to shoot. Puts it up in the lane off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Dort College defenders. Dort College coming up with it. They pass it over to Brookeis. Brookeis at the free throw line. Brookeis tied up on the play, and another jump ball. This time it'll be Dort College basketball. 47-39, our score. Dort College down by 8. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Three-pointer by Danelle Bone off the inbounds play after the jump ball, and the North College defenders will try to mount a comeback here after trailing by as many as 8. Doan with the basketball into the front court. Openisa, Openisa, short shot, no good from the baseline. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. No, last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. It's a 5-point ball game, 5-point lead for the Tigers. They get it inbounded to DeVries. DeVries hangs in the air, gets the shot to go, and she is fouled on the play by Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just picked up foul number 4. Erin DeVries will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot one as she tries to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. 10:17 left to play in the ball game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So the 3-point basket by Danelle Bone. The 3-point basket by Bone answered with a 3-point play by DeVries. And it's a 50-42 advantage again for the Tigers. So the Tigers owning an 8-point lead as we approach the midpoint. 10-14 and counting. Ball game. Right side, Brookeis. Brookeis picks up her dribble out of the double team, gets it away to Cook. Cook pass over the top, turns it over. Coming up with it is Little. Little goes right side. They feed it cross court, and the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. Erin DeVries unable to hang on to it, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gaysink will throw it in. Well, Dort College needs to start making up some ground now. Bone with it in the backcourt. Bone gets it away to Gaysink. Gaysink, Brookeis. Brookeis with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. Stops at the top of the key. She goes right side back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Spronk. Spronk tries to feed it inside, and it's kicked by a Doan College player. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Gaysink right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 9:44 left to go in the game. Gaysink looking. Still looking, and finds Brookeis. Brookeis with it on the right side. Brookeis spins, stops on the block. Her shot blocked by Openisa. Rebound taken away by the Tigers. Tigers come up with it. That's DeVries. DeVries with the rebound. She passes right side to Corus. Corus goes down to the baseline. Nothing there. Openisa. Openisa will put it up from 15. She's not bashful. Shot not, no good. And we've got a pushing foul called on Brianna Spronk on the rebound. And for Brianna, that's going to be at least foul number 2. We'll see what they put up on the board.
Dort foul at 35, Brianna Spronk, second personal foul.
9:19 left to play.
Jessica Johnson back into the defender lineup.
So 9:19 left to play in the game. Doan with a fresh 30 to work with on the shot clock. They'll work it around. Go high post to Openisa, and Openisa is called for an offensive foul. Matra Openisa. Openisa whistled for her second. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. 9:08 left to play in the game. Doan with it in the backcourt. They get it ahead to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball to Bone. Bone with it on the left wing. Ball's down on the floor, and Doan will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing 50-42. 8:50 and counting. Doan with the basketball. They get it over to Little. Little with the basketball. Little comes back over to Chorus. Chorus with the ball. Chorus comes back over to Little. Little with it on the wing. She comes back out front. Goes right side into the corner. Dubas. Dubas underneath to posting up DeVries. DeVries trapped on the play, and she wants another timeout, I believe.
Timeout.
So a timeout for the Doan College Tigers. DeVries got trapped in the on the post, and she burns up another timeout. So with 8:30 left to play in the game, Dort College trails Doan 50-42. Doan has just used up another timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Missed shot by Madra Upanisa. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Kayla Gaysink with it. She goes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma, right side back over to Gaysink. Gaysink high post. Spronk. Spronk drops through a 17-footer. Brianna Spronk with 9 points, and the Dort College defenders trail by 6, 50-44. String together a couple of stops and score, and you're right back in this game. Shot no good on the other end, but a foul on the play as Gaysink had to commit a foul rather than give up the easy lay-in. Doan College Tigers going to a five-in, five-out system with their substitution pattern. So they'll have five new players checking in this sequence. Or actually four. The free throw shooter, Morgan Dubas, will not check out right now. Dubas misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. She's got 8 points. She's 0 for 2, though, on free throws. 8:03 left to play in the game. Second free throw is up and good. 51-44, Dort College down by 7. Dubas with 9 points. Dort College led this afternoon by Brianna Spronks, 9. Jessica Jelsma in the backcourt picks up her dribble, throws it over the head of Kayla Gaysink, and it's picked off in the backcourt. Doan with another possession off the turnover. Pass into the front court, Braithwaite. Braithwaite at the free throw line. She comes right side. This is Daly. Daly goes left side, Beller. Beller shot no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Beller. Beller throws it up for grabs. It's tapped and taken away by the defenders. Here comes Spronk. Brianna Spronk driving in. Layup no good, but she's fouled on the play by Braithwaite. Braithwaite whistled for her second personal foul. And the Dort College defenders, Brianna Spronk, will shoot free throws. So Spronk with a pair of free throws coming as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out as well. First free throw is up and good. Back to a six-point ball game at 51-45. Another free throw coming here for Spronk, trying to trim it back to 5. Dort College made one run in the first half, turned an 8-point deficit into a 6-point advantage. They'll try to do the same here in the second half. And now the Doan College Tigers tied up as Spronk misses the free throw, but the rebounder was tied up on the play. She then stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It's Dort College basketball with a chance to cut into the six-point lead. They get it into Bone. Bone, three from the corner. No good there for the rebound, though. Spronk off of the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, taken down by Brookeyes. Now taken back by the defenders, and a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders and Kayla Brookeyes. Dort College with a golden opportunity to cut into the lead. They had a putback attempt that 9 times out of 10 probably drops through. But instead, it rattles off. And a 1-1 opportunity coming here for the Doan College Tigers. So Doan College will shoot a 1-1. Ashley Daly to shoot the one in the bonus. Free throw is up and good for Daly. Daly comes in averaging 4.5 points per game. She has 9 points this afternoon. She She has a second free throw coming after earning the bonus, and she drops that one through as well. Bringing the ball up is Cook. Cook's pass into the front court, and the Dort College defenders have been sloppy with the basketball here in the second half. They'll maintain possession of it here in the second half on that particular play after it was tapped out of bounds by the Tigers. Cook with the basketball goes right side. Brookice, swing pass left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink trying to pass it down low for Spronk, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18 to shoot for the defenders. Gaysink gets the ball inbounded. Now gets the return pass on the left wing. Comes right side over to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, and she's fouled on the play by Alyssa Wilcott.
Don't foul on 43, Alyssa Wilcott. First personal foul.
Gaysink will throw it in for the defenders. I thought Dort College was in the bonus, but evidently not. Hopefully on the next free throw they'll get to the bonus. Cook in the lane, leans in. Her shot no good. Tried to draw the foul at the same time, and the rebound is cleared out by the Doan College Tigers. Doan with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Braithwaite, 12-footer, left wing, no good. Off of the glass, rebound taken away by Cook. Here come the defenders, trailing 53-45. With the basketball is Bone. Bone goes left side, Brookice. Brookice lob pass inside for Cook. Cook spins with the left hand. Shot goes. She's fouled. Jamie Cook with 8 points. She'll attempt an old-fashioned three-point play here. Trying to make it a three-point ball game. Beg your pardon. It was 53-45, so she'll try to cut it down to five here with a made free throw. Cook's free throw in and out, no good. 53-47. Dort College down six. Now a jump ball on the rebound, alternating possession. It'll be Doan basketball. 6:33 remaining. Dort College back to within six. That's as close as they've been in a while. Had an opportunity to cut it to five on a couple different occasions. Failed to do so. Braithwaite pulls up. Free throw line. Goes left side. Back over to Daly. Daly through the lane. Dribble. Nothing there. Beller with the basketball in between the circles. She goes right side. Back over to Daly. Daly right side. Beller. Beller in the corner. Back to Daly. Six to shoot. Drives the lane, and she's called for traveling. Daly turns it over. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke checking into the ball game for the defenders. Cook will check out. Van Dyke playing with four personal fouls. With the basketball, bringing it up is Brookice. Brookice, dangerous pass. Controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Brookice. Tipped. Doan comes up with a Daly with a steal in the backcourt. Here comes Doan back the other way. Beller with a 3-on-1. Driving in left side is Braithwaite. Braithwaite misses the lay-in. Dort College unable to get the rebound now. The ball is down on the floor and another jump ball called. Alternating possession, it will be Dort College basketball this time. So Dort College with the basketball back, trailing by six. Not out of this one by any stretch. And Dort College turns it promptly right back over to the Tigers. So another turnover by the defenders, and that has been the plague here in the second half for Dort College. They have not taken care of the basketball, resulting in several extra possessions for the Tigers. Ball's down on with the basketball is Braithwaite. She misses too strong on the three-point shot. Despite all that, Dort College still down only six, and not out of this one by any means. Brookice with the basketball, spin dribble. She's got her on the right wing. Get it down low, Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Gaysink. Gaysink nearly travels with it. Gaysink comes left side. Spronk. Spronk. Three. Missed it. Too short. No good. Rebound tapped out long. Spronk comes up with it. If she can control it. She had a lane to the basket. Now the ball's down on the floor and a jump ball called, and yet another jump ball and a alternating possession. It'll be Doan basketball. 5 minutes left to go in the game. This is still a two-possession ball game. 53-47. Dort College trailing by six. Marish back into the ball game for the defenders. On the floor for the defenders, it's Spronk, Van Dyke, Cook, Marish, and Bone for the Tigers. It's Beller, Daly. They're in the backcourt, bringing it up. Goes right side, Dubas. Dubas with it, looking down low. Dubas with it, and a reach-in foul called on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the foul. And the Doan College Tigers will shoot free throws. Morgan Dubas will shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up and good. 10 points for Dubas. She's got another free throw coming. So another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So it's back to an 8-point ball game at 55-47. Dubas with 11. Bringing the basketball up is Sprunk. Sprunk picks up her dribble. Sprunk looking. She comes back over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook to Bone. Bone three. Got it. 3-point basket. Danelle Bone, she's got 6 points. And the defenders are as close as they've been in a while. They trail by 5, 55-50. Beller with a basketball in the backcourt. Guarded by Bone. Goes middle of the floor. Openisa. Openisa, Beller, Beller, left side, Daly. Daly with a basketball, Openisa. Openisa, 15-footer blocked, rebound taken away by Marish, and it's turned right back over to Doan. No, Marish able to wrestle it away. Here come the defenders. With it on the left side is Cook. Cook on the left wing, picks up her dribble. Cook looking down low for Sprunk, and we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails by 5 with a basketball. 4 minutes remaining in the contest. 55-50. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing by 5 as we resume play. Dort breaking their huddle. Doan a little slow in getting out of their huddle. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball with it on the left side. They go over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the point goes right side Bone. Bone hit a 3 moments ago to cut it from 8-5. Cook in the lane. Her shot no good off of the glass. Though and a foul called on the Tigers. Dort College's Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. First free throw by Cook is good. She's got another one coming, trying to make it a 3-point ball game, and she does. 55-52. So Cook trims it to 3. 3:44 left to play in the contest. Doan with the basketball. Daly. Daly goes middle of the floor to Dubas. Dubas with it on the left side. Shovels it back outside Daly. Daly will put it on the floor hard. Right side gives it up Beller. Beller with it in between the circles out front. 10 to shoot for the Tigers. Goes right side, Daly. Daly back to Beller. Beller looking for a posting up player. Gets the kick-out pass. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Dort College can tie it with a three or cut it to one with a 2-point basket. 3:14 left to play in the contest. Sprunk with the basketball. She passes left side over to Gasing. She checked in at the last dead ball. Kayla with the basketball. High post, Cook. Cook, 17-footer. No good. Rebound tapped out long, though. Taken by Sprunk. Taken right back by Daly. Daly with the basketball, gets it to Beller. Beller, long pass over the top, gets it left side, Dubas. Dubas turns it right back over. Neither team hanging on to the basketball. Dort College will bring it up in this turnover-riddled contest. With the basketball is Bone. Bone on the right side. Bone driving in, nothing there. Brookice. Brookice down low, Cook. Cook back outside, Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline, pulls up, throws it to no one in particular, and it's taken away by Doan. Coming up with it is Wilcott. Wilcott to Beller. Beller with a basketball. 2:20 remaining in the contest. Right side pass, Beller. Beller on the right wing. Beller back out front. They swing it left side. Daly. Daly dumps it down low. Wilcott back over to Beller. Beller looking for Openisa. It's taken back by Sprunk. 2:10 remaining. Dort College still down 3 with a basketball. Pass into the front court. Cook. Cook on the right wing beyond the 3-point line. Cook goes left side. Sprunk. Sprunk with the ball. Sprunk looking for a ball screen. Instead goes right side Gasing. Gasing travels with it. changed her pivot foot as she caught the ball. She caught it, planted, and then swung around to pivot and got called for traveling. Doan College basketball, 1:55 left to go in the game. Dort College still down three, so despite all the turnovers, as I said earlier, Dort College still with a chance, trailing just by a possession. Right side pass, they go out front, Braithwaite. Braithwaite with it. Shot is no good as she dumped it down low to Dubas, but Dubas is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she'll shoot a double bonus. So Dort College's Jamie Cook gets called for her third personal foul. Free throw is up and good for Dubas. She's got 12 points. And the defenders trail by a couple of possessions now. 56-52, make it 57-52. Dubas has made 5 of 6 free throws here in the second half. Since starting the contest, 0 for 2 on free throws, she's got a team-high 13 points. Dort College with it in the backcourt, Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk, Spronk with it. Brianna Spronk picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Bone. Bone with the ball, 1:25 and counting. Into the corner, Spronk. Spronk underneath Cook. Cook tiptoes on the baseline, gets it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke sets herself, and she's called for traveling. Turnover back to the Tigers. Tigers lead by 5, 57-52. Brooke Ice will check into the ballgame. Cheryl Braithwaite to throw it in. Braithwaite gets the ball inbounded, gets it over to Dubas. Dubas with it in the backcourt. Dubas to Beller. Beller with the basketball. Beller passes left side to Dostal. Dostal picks up her dribble. Ball tipped by Bone, picked up by the Tigers. 1 minute remaining in regulation. Doan in the driver's seat, up 5. 8 seconds on the shot clock. With it on the left side is Beller. Beller to Braithwaite. Braithwaite gets it back over. Left side, and we've got a travel called on Dostal. Well, Doan succeeded in taking some time off of the clock, if nothing else. They lead by 5. Kayla Gasing's going to check into the ballgame. Kara Van Dyke will check out. No, Brianna Spronk is going to check out of the ballgame. So Gasing is in. Spronk is out. Van Dyke, Bone, Brooke Ice, and Cook are on the floor. 49 seconds now. Dort College in the backcourt. They've got to press the issue. They're still down 2 possessions. They're down 57-52. Cook with it. Cook has Bone open. Bone catches, fires 3. Short, no good. There for the rebound. Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice fouled on the putback. And Kayla Brooke Ice will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's foul number 1 on Dubas. And the Doan College Tigers will send Daly to the scorer's table. First free throw by Brooke Ice is up, hangs on the rim, and drops through. 4 for Brooke Ice. And we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the Doan College Tigers. 57-53, 35 seconds remaining in the contest. Dort College is down 4, shooting another free throw when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holayerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313, and by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 57-53, Brookice misses the free throw attempt, rebound taken away by Doan, and they can run clock. With it in the backcourt is Braithwaite, and she's fouled almost immediately. And she'll run the other way and shoot free throws. Cheryl Braithwaite to shoot a pair of free throws. Double bonus time for Doan College from here on out. So two free throws on the way for Braithwaite. Braithwaite with 8 points. Rattles the first one out. No good. 57-53, Doan College is down four. 31.4 seconds remaining. Second free throw by Braithwaite is off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound tapped out, and Doan controls it. No, it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Doan has one left. Cook to inbound the basketball for the defenders. She gets the return pass. Dort College needs to score. Do it rather quickly. 25 seconds. Time's a waste. And Bone with the basketball on the right side. Gets it over to Brookice. Brookice looking down low. Cook. Cook puts it up in traffic. Shot is good. Two-point basket for Jamie Cook. And the North College defenders are back within two at 57-55 with 16.3 seconds remaining. 57-55, North College down two. Doan will have the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them when play resumes. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinwake is a broker. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. 16.3 seconds remaining. Doan 10-pound the basketball. Braithwaite to throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Openisa, and Openisa is fouled immediately by Kayla Brookice. Openisa will go the other way and shoot two free throws. Her team leads by two. She needs to make both of these to stretch it out to a two-possession ball game. Otherwise, Dort College will have a chance to at least tie the contest if she makes one out of two or none out of two. Openisa, free throw is up. No good. Another one on the way for Openisa. Well, Braithwaite moments ago had a chance to stretch it out for the Tigers. Missed on a pair of free throws. Now Openisa makes it three in a row that Doan has missed. 15.4 seconds remaining. Openisa's free throw is up and good. It's a three-point ball game. Openisa with 7 points. Dort College trails 58-55. 13 seconds left to play in the contest. Brookice into the front court. Kicks it left side over to Gaysink, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Charged to the Dort College defenders with 8.6 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College is down three. They'll have it out of bounds on the sideline with a chance to tie the ball game after the timeout. A full-length timeout. Let's take a 30-second break ourselves. Back with more after this. Dort College will have the basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. It'll be about 8 seconds left to go in the contest when we resume play. Dort College trailing 58-55. They'll be inbounding on the sideline. On the left sideline as you face the Dort College hoop, they'll do it up near the hash mark. Dort College will send Kayla Gaysink into the ballgame. Kayla Brookice, Kara Van Dyke, Danelle Bowen, and Jamie Cook. A three to tie. Let's see if Doan College commits a foul. Brookice looking to throw it in. Gets it in over the top to Cook. Cook gets a screen. Puts up the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. 4 seconds left. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3.3 seconds remaining. 3.3 seconds remaining. Dort College is out of timeouts. Kayla Gaysink will inbound the basketball. Dort College needs a three to tie it. Gaysink over the top. Bone puts it up. No good, and that's the ball game. Bones three from the right wing. Looked like the distance was on, but the line was off. And the Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 58-55. The Doan College Tigers advance on in two postseason play with a 14-11 overall record and 10-10 in the conference. Dort College ends their season 10-18 overall, 5-15 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's, this afternoon's women's college basketball game right after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 58-55. You were listening to the Wireless World postgame show. The Dort College defenders dropping their season finale. They go to 10-18 for the season, 5-15 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College had a chance to tie it, had a couple of chances at the end of the ball game to tie it, but their three-point shots were off the mark. Jamie Cook took one from the top of the key under pressure, and Danelle Bowen also took one from the right wing. That looked like the distance was right on, but offline from the right wing, and that glance is off, and the final ends up 58-55. Doan College hangs on for the victory. Neither team led by more than eight this afternoon. Doan had 2 8-point leads, one in the first half, one in the second half. Dort College led by as many as six in the first half and led by six at halftime, 58, and but lose by three after leading at halftime 28-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jamie Cook leads Dort College unofficially with 12 points, while the Doan College Tigers topped by Morgan Dubas with 13 points unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame show. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score in women's basketball of 58-55 today. The Dort College defenders, 21 of 52 from the floor, 40.4%, 7 of 21 on threes, 33.3%, 21 for 52 on, I told you the field goals already, 6 for 12 on free throws, 450%. For the Doan College Tigers, they are led, they weren't 19 of 51 from the floor for 37.3%, 5 for 15 on threes, 33.3%, 15 of 20 on free throws, for 75%. Doan out rebounds Dort College 36-33 this afternoon. Turnovers costly for Dort College, 27 turnovers, while the Doan College Tigers had 24 turnovers. This was a game that was riddled by turnovers from start to finish. Dort College kept it under control in the first half, but ended up turning it over 17 times total in the second half. Individually, Dort College led by Jamie Cooks, 14 points. She was 6 of 14 from the floor, 2 for 4 on free throws, 10 points for Brianna Spronk. Both those players had 7 rebounds each. Kara Van Dyke had 8 points. Danelle Bowen had 9, 4 points each for Kayla Brookice, Kayla Gasink, and Jessica Jelsma. For Doan College, Morgan Dubas had 13. Ashley Daly had 10, 8 for Cheryl Braithwaite, 7 for Madra Openisa, 5 for Erin DeVries, 6 for Alyssa Wilcott, 2 each for Natalie Corris, Hannah Dostal, and Brittany Little, and 3 for Callie Beller. Dort College was led in rebounding by Spronk and Cook with those 7 rebounds each. For Doan, Hannah Dostal and Madra Openisa had 5 rebounds each. Kayla Brookice had 4 assists, 3 assists for Jamie Cook. 4 steals for Brianna Spronk to lead Dort College in that category, 2 steals for Jessica Jelsma. For the Doan College Tigers, 3 assists for Ashley Daly, 2 assists for Cheryl Braithwaite, and 3 steals for Cheryl Braithwaite. She came in as the conference leader in that category. Coach Craig Steensman has taken a seat beside me now, and we'll wrap things up as the North College defenders fall 58-55. And, Coach, your team had their chances, especially late in the ball game. You had a couple of chances to tie it, but looked like the execution was close. You got a couple of shots, just couldn't get them to go to force it to overtime.
Yeah, we did some good things at the end to get ourselves, you know, a chance there. I really liked our chances when we got the ball, you know, and we had a chance to tie. But I thought they were on their heels a little bit, but, you know, just we dug ourselves such a hole with turnovers. But I don't think you can overstate that enough, that, you know, that 27 turnovers is just not good enough to win. And that's the bottom line is, if we have 17 turnovers, I feel we win the game. And we just didn't give ourselves enough chances to attack because, you know, we floated past. We did the things that we were working in practice did not do. And I just disappointed to come out here and still do them. When, you know, we're not creating angles or we're floating passes or we don't see, you know, just things that can be frustrating, I guess, as a coach.
In the first half, you were able to keep those turnovers under control. I believe you ended up with 10 at halftime. And you were in pretty good shape. You put together about, I thought, 11 or 12 pretty good minutes of basketball to go from being down 8 to up 6
right.
This afternoon.
I thought we battled hard on the defensive end the first half. And, you know, the team, they followed how we wanted to play their best players really well. And, you know, and that, I mean, that's why they scored 22 points only. And we limited our turnovers a little bit, and so we were able to get good shots. We didn't, I mean, the last 3 minutes of the first half, we got great shots. We didn't make them, but we had two or three wide open 15-footers driving way up. You know, so I felt if we can continue to not turn the ball over and play good defense, we'd have a chance. And I thought they put us on our heels at the beginning of the second half. They were going to attack us no matter what. But then we kind of came back and fought back and had a chance at the end there.
Where do you go from here? I mean, this marks the end of the season. As we said in the pregame show, this is a spot we haven't been in for a while with the women's basketball team. In that, no postseason hope. What do you do this coming week? What do you do in the weeks ahead? How do you get ready for the 12-13 season?
Well, Mike, for me, the season starts right now, you know, next season. And on the way home, we can start, you know, planning a little bit, looking at what we want to do and how we need to get better. And, you know, so I'm very, very encouraged by a lot of things that happened this season. But, you know, end result-wise, in terms of wins, you know, just not what we'd hope for. And, you know, we want to do better next year. So with a lot of players back, you know, they need to make weaknesses into strengths. And, you know, be dedicated and be willing to point, you know, not point fingers at others, but say, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get stronger or quicker. You know, and then I really like what we can do in the future here.
Bailey Spencer, the lone graduating senior, and obviously we don't know what the future holds for everyone else, but she's the only player you're going to lose by what I would call natural attrition in that she's graduating. 4 years, she's played a prominent role for your team. And she will be missed in some areas other than on the floor.
Right. She's a great leader. She's a hard worker. She's probably the what you would call the definition of dependable. You can depend on her in practice, in games, to lead, in devotions. You know, with as far as other young ladies go, they're going to miss her tremendously. She also helped us all 4 years in every game. You know, she didn't miss a game, so... she has gone through, I believe it's 14 years of basketball and not having missed a practice or a game, which is pretty incredible. But that's just what she is. She's a hard worker, a great person, a great teammate, very dependable. You know, we'll miss her a lot on the stat sheet and also off the floor.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping out and talking about this afternoon's contest. Not the way we wanted this season to end, obviously, but thanks for coming out and sharing your thoughts as the season comes to an end.
Thank you very much for your coverage, Mike. We appreciate it throughout the year.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are the GPAC scores from today in women's basketball. Doan over Dort, 58-55. Dort College had a couple of chances to send it to overtime, but just came up short. Northwestern over Midland, 90-70. It was Hastings over Morningside, 69-42. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesley in 92-65. And it was Concordia over Mount Marty, 73-55. And this was easily the most competitive basketball game in women's basketball in the GPAC this afternoon. Final standings in the GPAC. Concordia wins the conference title with an 18-2 mark. Morningside had a chance to tie them for the title today. Morningside needed to win. Concordia needed to lose. Neither one happened. Morningside and Northwestern end up tied for second place, 16-4. Briarcliff 13-7. Hastings 12-8. They're your number 5 seed, Hastings College. Doan is the 6th seed at 10-10. Mount Marty is 7th at 9-11, Dakota Wesleyan 8th at 7-13, then you've got Dort College at 5-15, Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan are both 2-18 to end the regular season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That pretty well does it for the women's portion of the broadcast. And the Wireless World post-game show, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the men's contest right after this.